coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
The doctor greeted the room with his usual brisk ebullience, absent-mindedly patting his rolled-up Panama hat with his palm as he wandered over to a window and peered curiously into the night. For the briefest moment, a frown of self-doubt troubled his reflection, then his bonhomie resurfaced with a breezy grin.
"You don't know where we are."
Tegan folded her arms in expectation of an answer she wouldn't like.
"Why such little faith,
"Experience?"
The doctor seemed hurt. "Sometimes I land us precisely where expected."
"Yes, but you don't expect to," she smiled. "So, where are we, Doctor?"
A sceptical Turlough emerged from the TARDIS. He glanced about the sparsely furnished hallway, disdainfully examining the paintings that lined the beige walls.
"Do you know, I don't have the first idea," said the Doctor at last.
Tegan laughed.
"The TARDIS didn't know either," added the Doctor defensively.
Buttoning his blazer, Turlough joined the Doctor and Tegan at the small portrait-shaped window. Rain spattered upon the glass, each shivering droplet slithering down the pane, reluctantly, tentatively, until it gathered its nerve and streaked away in a rush. They had landed in the hallway of an apartment in a tower block. Below them sprawled an empty car park, the orange glow of the street lamps shivering in great puddles of rainwater. Beyond the car park, another concrete block rose miserably from the drizzle. There were more skyscrapers in the distance, but the night reduced them to shadowy, dead hulks. Turlough stared out into the darkness, steepling his fingers together in apprehension.
"Some malfunction with the TARDIS instruments?"
"Possibly," considered the Doctor. "Because according to them, we are in the middle of nowhere."
Big Finish. We love stories.